What are your intentions?
I'm going to find my father.
What will you do when you find your father?
I'm going to kill him.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Ned Rifle.
It's the most unlikely trilogy of the last two decades, and my bet is that most of you have never heard of it, so allow me to alert you to Hal Hartley's quite fine film, Ned Rifle. Arty and pretentious? You bet, but in the most delicious and intelligent ways imaginable. The journey began with 1998's magnificent Henry Fool and continued with a somewhat disappointing Fay Grim in 2007, but Hartley provides a thrilling conclusion to this series, focusing on art, life, writing, sex, and even international espionage. Ned Rifle is a solid comeback after the soggy middle film, plus all of his lead actors have returned. Liam Aiken is quite good as a title character, and there's terrific work from Parker Posey as Fay Grim, James Urbaniak as Simon Grim, and of course Thomas J. Ryan as Henry Fool. But the real revelation here is first-timer Aubrey Plaza as Susan. She keeps pace beautifully with her much more learned co-stars, and she's sexy, quirky, and fully up to this artistic challenge. Can our flawed hero Henry survive multiple unexpected attempts to take his life? Ned Rifle is one of my most pleasant surprises of 2015. I'll grade it a B. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website. You can read all of his long-form reviews at reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and Mark will be back next week. All right, we go from an artsy film to reality television. Talk about a segue. How much of this stuff do you watch? And do you see how these people from these reality shows are becoming stars? And I'm not just talking about the Kardashians. If I was to mention the name Rick Harrison to you. Do you know who that is? Do you watch Pawn Stars? Get it? Pawn Stars? Haha. It's about this tiny little pawn shop in Las Vegas, and the show has, what, 300-400 episodes right now. Do you know that CNN sat down to do an interview with this man? Why is CNN sitting down to do an interview with this man? See, here's the problem. We take these people that don't even belong on television, and we elevate them into these cultural icons. And in this case, icons of cultural legitimacy. CNN literally went out to talk to Rick Harrison to talk about his endorsement of GOP presidential candidate Marco Rubio, and to talk about what he thought about Hillary Clinton. What do we care about what this man even thinks about these people? Really? Once we start giving credence to the, let's sit down with Rick Harrison and see what he really thinks about Marco Rubio. What do you think about Donald Trump? What do you think about Hillary Clinton? Please. Once we start taking these people and we start allowing them to cross over into the real reality, CNN talking to this guy on his thoughts of the presidential race as if it matters. Who cares? Do you care? I don't care. You know, go talk to your neighbor. Go talk to the guy down at the laundromat. It means the same thing. And they literally got into this back and forth with him, and they put the whole thing online and his thoughts of Hillary Clinton and her experience. But it just goes to show what passes A for entertainment and B what passes for news. And you know, when it comes to CNN, you see how CNN is passing Mike Rowe off as a mega star now with this stupid show, Somebody's Gotta Do It, kind of like his old Dirty Jobs show, and you're watching them cover a serious story, and all of a sudden, a graphic will pop up on the bottom of the screen. Don't forget to watch this week's installment, Somebody's Gotta Do It with Mike Rowe. Well, Somebody's Gotta Do It, but I don't have to watch it. And the cross-promotion really gets out of control as well. CBS Sunday Morning, which has been on for years and years and years, and which is a very highbrow examination of the news and culture and entertainment, and all of a sudden they'll have somebody on there, and it's like, why is that person there? Because they wrote a book from Simon & Schuster, a member of the CBS family, and they never used to mention that, and now they do. It drives you to want to start doing Pilates. And why do I say that? Yes, because we need a segue, because we need to get to the next segment of the program. Time for this week's edition of Fit in a Minute. A certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, is talking about Pilates.
Pilates is a form of exercise named after its inventor, Joseph Pilates, which emphasizes the balanced development of the body through core strength, flexibility, and awareness. It builds lean, long muscles rather than the rounded muscles of bodybuilders. German-born Pilates was a circus performer and boxer when he was placed in forced internment at the outbreak of World War I. He began rehabilitating other detainees who were suffering from diseases and injuries. It was invention born out of necessity that inspired him to use items that were available, like bed springs and beer keg rings, to create resistance exercise equipment. Core strength is its foundation. When the deep internal muscles of the abdomen and back are strong, they work to develop stability throughout the entire torso. The six Pilates principles are centering, control, flow, breath, precision, and concentration. Pilates doesn't require a lot of repetitions. By doing each one fully with precision, you'll get significant results in a shorter time than you could imagine. Pilates exercises are done on either a mat on the floor or specific equipment utilizing pulleys and bodyweight resistance. I'm a certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. Stay with us. Christina and I will talk about the most annoying hotel guests in the world. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you afraid of change? I mean, most people are, and there's a good reason why we think change is bad for us. But in many cases, this is just a knee-jerk reaction and ultimately bad for us. Here's the social science of it. Technically, it's referred to as psychological reactance. When we think something is about to be taken from us, even if that something is not really the best, we think we want it more than we really do. Tell a child they can't date a person anymore and they'll want the forbidden date even more. Humans are highly motivated to protect what they have, even if what they're offered is really better.
This could change my entire outlook on life!
What's the cheap psychological trick? Just because it's forbidden doesn't mean it's got value. It just means you think it has. The trick's on you. Got a question about rejection? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He played 22 years with the Harlem Globetrotters, appearing in over 6,000 games in 97 different countries. In 2002, he represented the team at its induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Guys like Goose Tatum and DeMarcus Haynes and even Metalog, they sort of paved the way for us, for the players coming in the future.
So where is Curly Neal now? Curly retired from playing in 1985, but still makes appearances all over the country. In 2008, Curly became just the fifth Globetrotter to have his number retired, joining greats like Wilt Chamberlain. Today, he's recognized by a whole new generation of fans thanks to the team's cartoons, which air regularly on the Boomerang Network.
Hey!
Curly Neal, still entertaining the kids. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.